I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, events are held for Orange Shirt Day across Canada and the U.S. to remember students and reflect on the impacts of Indian boarding schools. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Across Canada, people mark the 5th National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, also known as Orange Shirt Day. Prime Minister Mark Carney reflected on the tragic legacy of the residential school system and talked about how his government is moving toward reconciliation. But as Dan Karpinchuk reports, the country's governor general says more work remains. In the U.S., Orange Shirt Day events also took place, including at Haskell Indian Nations University in Lawrence, Kansas. The university was originally established as an Indian boarding school. Current Haskell senior Denise Flores Frazier gave out ribbons in remembrance of children who attended the Haskell Institute and never returned home. The sorority chapter of Gamma Delta Pi hosted the event. Other events on campus included a remembrance walk and an open mic and panel night to provide people the opportunity to share stories. The National Congress of American Indians has a list of resources available for tribes and hosted a webinar this week ahead of the federal government shutdown to discuss tribal funding, Indian affairs, and critical services. Webinar speakers discussed contingency plans, saying most tribal programs will be impacted, which could include funding disruptions. The government shut down midnight on Wednesday. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.